It's the Temper Tangent Podcast here again. I'm Jason Richardson.
I'm Isaac Hennepin.
And here we are again with another off-the-cuff podcast. What's going on?
Dude, we need... Can we redo the jazz music? Can we just restart this whole thing and do the jazz music again?
Sure.
This is not what... Okay, that's not what I thought it was. That was the lighthouse?
Yeah.
Lighthouse and Whaler...
Yeah. Okay. What a great segue.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Honestly, yeah. That's that. Okay. That was just a song that Jason was showing me to do a artist spotlight on. The jazz thing I was trying to get was the intro song that we did a couple times ago, where it kind of made me feel like I was a classy broad. You know.
You are a classy broad.
Dang right I am.
Which what I was trying to play was this.
Oh yeah, baby. There it is. Welcome to the Temper Tangent Podcast, everybody. This is Isaac Hennepin with my co-host, Jason Richardson.
Hello, everybody.
It's Mother's Day. We're not moms, but dang, we got some. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, yeah, we do. That's right.
We got some moms.
We do, and we love some moms.
We love moms all across the world. Happy Mother's Day. Young, old, hot, not, gray. Doesn't matter to me, gray. Yeah. What'd you do for Mother's Day today, dude?
I spent some time with my mother, believe it or not.
Whoa, you have one?
Yeah.
I actually don't.
Don't talk to Sherry like that.
I'm kidding, mommy. Please.
Mommy?
Mommy, please don't.
What are you, a British orphan?
Do you call your mom mommy? What do you call her?
I call her
Mama?
Mom.
Mom? Mother?
Actually, her name's Monica, so I call her Mom.
Momica.
That's a joke.
That's funny.
No, we just had lunch. Yeah, spent some time with her. Gave her some gifts.
What'd you get her?
I already took her out to dinner, actually, this past week.
Yeah, your brother was telling me about that.
Yeah, did that, and then we catered her favorite food. Well, not catered, we ordered in her favorite food.
P.F. Chang's?
Yeah. Yep. And then I contributed, air quotes, to a gift with my dad, which was a really nice ring, actually.
Really?
Really nice ring, so, yeah.
Is that why he was getting all of our ring sizes that one day? To kind of disguise?
I think that's why, actually.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
I was like, why did he get my ring size? Like, what the heck? Am I going to be a part of the family ring club or something
like
that?
Yeah, bro, you're a Richardson. Isaac Hennepin Richardson.
I'm the honorary Richardson.
Mm-hmm. What'd you do?
Oh,
for
man.
Sherry. Good old Sherry, man.
My mom's never going to listen to this. So my mom is an extremely hard person to get gifts for. Because I would do everything like the normal stereotypical dude would do for Mother's Day. Get her flowers. Get her card.
Right.
Do something. My mom hates flowers because they die. That's her reasoning. She hates them because they die.
I literally talked about that on our Valentine's Day episode, actually.
Yeah. And then cards are too last minute of an idea, so it doesn't seem genuine enough.
Okay.
I kind of get that. I kind of see where she's coming from, because I'm not going to lie. There have been times where I was like, holy frick, it's Mother's Day. Maybe when I was a little bit younger, it's not something that you think about. The older you get, the more you love your mom. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you love your mom until you get to your adolescence, and then you're kind of like, I know better than my mom. And you guys kind of like butt heads, I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah, and sure. Then when you reach adulthood and you're done with college, or when you're in college, you're kind of like, you know what?
Can you please feed me?
Can you please give me food and a place to sleep?
Please.
Please.
No, but then my daddy got a new grill.
Ooh. Good work, John.
Good old John got the it's not a Traeger. Oh, hey, dude, it's okay. He's not here.
Okay, good.
It's okay. But got a new grill from Kroger or something like that. And then I grilled some burgers, maybe some jalapeno sausages.
Oh.
No. Jalapeno poppers. Is that what the bacon, cream cheese and bacon wrapped around it?
The jalapeno, yeah.
Yeah. And then also some cheddar-filled sausages. That's what it was.
Dang. Why didn't you invite me over?
Because you were eating P.F. Chang's, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And also, it would be really weird if I just went off and ate with somebody else's family on Mother's Day.
Honestly, I kind of...
I'm assumed, sure you expected me to be there.
I kind of assumed you were going to be there for whatever reason. I was kind of like, Isaac's going to be there whenever I get there.
I mean, Momica is basically like a second mom to me. And so is your dad. Your whole family is basically my second family.
Hey, that's good. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I was actually invited.
What?
I was actually invited to be someone else's son for the day, and what's the word I'm looking for? Not please. That sounds really weird.
Where is this going? Okay, somebody wanted you to be their son for pleasure?
No, for the love of God, no.
Was it Miss Sharon?
No.
Okay.
But I love Miss Sharon.
Yeah, Miss Sharon.
I told her Happy Mother's Day, but no, someone just asked me to not spend time with them.
Yeah.
To give them a nice Mother's Day. That's all it is, making it sound so weird.
Okay.
But I was like, hey.
Somebody sure, that doesn't have a son or like
no,
a
they
kid?
Do have a son. Their son just has a full blown family and is like out of state or something.
So. Oh, okay. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Man, it took all that just to get that out.
Wow.
Let's see how the rest of this podcast goes.
Jason just, I woke Jason up from a nap and I was like, dude, get the frick out of bed. We got a podcast.
It was a good nap.
And I took a nap today too, but dude, like, I'm telling you, it's something about the Sunday naps, bro.
It is, but I had one heck of a weekend. I had another friend get married.
Mutual friend of ours, but I would say your former roommate.
Yeah, my former roommate and really good buddy. I don't know if we should mention names. We've already mentioned names of other people, but
I don't care. Congratulations.
Buddy, yeah, Justice can and Caitlin can.
Caitlin can.
Yeah, dude, they're a thing. That's awesome. Congrats to him. I wish the best for them and yeah, and all their future endeavors.
And soaking up the sun in the Dominican right now. Dude, that's so
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, they're on the way. It's great.
We need to go back with the Belize.
Oh, that'd be sick. Dude. I was about to say something about naps, actually. Like I was telling you when you woke me up,
yeah.
Perfect nap conditions.
Okay.
You know, everyone's got that one, like, perfect condition where you just automatically fall asleep. Sometimes for me, it's in the car, and it happens when I drive. It's a certain warmth.
Dude, fall asleep while you drive?
I literally almost fall asleep when I drive. It used to happen all the time when I would drive away from campus over here.
It's like when your car has been warmed in the sun?
Yeah, or it's like when I have my AC blasted, so it's like giving me some like cool air, but the sun is overwhelmingly like warm and it's hitting me. It's like catnap weather. You know what I mean? Like that perfect temperature. Like, you know, you see a cat like sunbathing and they're like nice and like completely like dead, falling asleep. That's
completely you're like poking dead. It. You're like poking it with this thing.
Mom,
like,
it's not waking up, Mom. Oh, that's sad. It's literally like that. But it's actually dangerous for me because it's actually really dark too. But like this happens to me on my way home from work sometimes. Like I just close my eyes when I'm going like 80 down the tollway, and like I literally close my eyes for a few seconds, and I'm like. Like part of
what
me,
if?
It feels so good to close my eyes.
Yeah.
That sometimes I'm like, just a few more seconds. Like I could keep my eyes closed for a few more seconds.
This car's aren't at least 2 miles away. I'm yeah. Like, okay.
Oh, but they're right in front of me.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, I have time to close my eyes for a few more seconds, but I
no,
don't.
No, dude, that is so bad. Cause the second you close your eyes, that's when you're asleep. Like,
yeah.
Like for me, it takes me like, if I'm actually tired and I'm ready to go to bed, it takes me like 2 seconds. It's like the second my head hits the pillow, I'm out.
Yeah.
And I've experienced that while I'm driving too. When I drive back to the casino all the time.
Oh my God.
Like I'm driving down 121, which is a popular highway down here in Texas, if you don't know where that is. I'm just sitting there and it's like 2:30 in the morning after a late night bender at the casino, man. And then with Geography Joel, sometimes your dad. I don't know. But I'm just sitting there. I'm just like, oh, it'd be really nice if I could just fall asleep right now.
Yes.
Oh, and then thank God for the person who decided to be like, hey, it'd be a really good idea if we put some slits on the side of the road to make a noise.
Yeah.
You know?
Genius.
Can you imagine like how that just came into a thing? Like that some guy rose his hand in the back of a committee. It was like, hey, I think we should put these things on the side of the white lines. And then everybody was just like, dude.
Yeah, then Greg Abbott was like, hang on, I think that's a bad idea.
was that your wheelchair noise?
Okay, anyway, we're already going super off topic, but anyway, it's yeah, okay. I was tired from the weekend, tired from being in a wedding, and that cat nap was perfect, but even before that, we were supposed to do this music spotlight.
Oh, yeah, that.
So what was supposed to be the jazz song earlier was a band called The Lighthouse and the Wailer. So one thing I absolutely love is finding music randomly, and nothing speaks to that more than how I found these guys. So I randomly heard this kind of alternative rock, post-rock track on a random YouTube montage video. And I was like, okay, like, I actually kind of like this. Like, it sounds really cool. Mm-hmm. It was super mm-hmm. vibey. Like, the instruments were kind of big, had a really cool sound, and the vocalist kind of sounded like Tame Impala.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, like, this is kind of cool. Like, it's got, like, a kind of a, not funky, but, like, just alternative. That's the only way I could describe it. So I wanted to look it up, but I just kind of got distracted. Anyway, then I was watching a show called Invincible on Amazon Prime.
Good freaking show.
Yeah, great show if anyone wants to check that out. It's an adult superhero show. It's super dark.
Oh, dude, I want to talk about it, but
it's whatever. So dark, yeah. I was watching that with my brother, and we hit the final episode, and the last song that they play in the final episode was actually that exact song that I heard mm-hmm. on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, that's crazy. I have to know what this is. Like, right. Why not? Like, that's a coincidence. Yeah. I've literally heard it twice in like a month span. So I checked it out, and it was a song called We Are Infinite by The White House and the Wailer. So I was like, oh, I'll just download the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I love doing that when I just like come across something. I'll download the whole record and just like see what this band is about. And this was their 2015 release. The album's called Mont Royal. So check it out. It's on Spotify and Apple Music. So I just listened to it from beginning to end, and I was like, okay, like I kind of dig this. Mm-hmm. They have a decent sound. It's very much alternative rock. You guys will kind of hear the Tame Impala thing, I'm sure.
Okay. When you were showing me this, I was trying to think of the band. What's the band? It's like, and the truth will carry this. Ship will carry on to shore.
Is that
listen to a word I say. Hey, you know, that's what it reminds me of. And the second that you said it's 2015, bro, that song put me in like I was at a Edgefest. Dude, do you remember that?
Yeah,
man. I remember. Edgefest was a like just a stamp in history of that time period, man. Mm-hmm. It was just so cool, and it was all alt rock music, and that's literally what this song and this band reminded me of when you showed it to me.
Actually, if you trace The Lighthouse and the Wailer's older albums, they're very much in that genre that you were kind of talking about. Not exactly, not like all acoustic and folky, but it's definitely like folk rock. It's kind of cool, but they kind of transitioned to like, I don't know, this bigger post-rock, alternative rock sound.
Hey, from what they sound like, really talented musicians, man.
Okay, they're good. You know Audio Tree?
Yeah.
They have an Audio Tree, and they sound exactly like their record. Dude. Exactly. Okay, and here's another thing. We could actually talk about their instrumentation a little bit. So they have a violin player who switches out on piano with another guy. This other guy's like an auxiliary instrumentalist.
Yeah.
But he also like she switches out with this other guy who also plays guitar sometimes, but then he also plays an electric ukulele or mandolin, something like that. But what he does, it's electric. He hooks it up to an octave pedal.
Okay.
And he kicks it in reverb with these octaves.
That's
and it
so
makes
sick.
It sick. And like it sounds like a guitar. But it's a little like, I think it's a ukulele. So I was like, okay, like they actually found a way to make that sound good. Like that probably sounds really cheesy.
That's so alt though.
Yeah.
That's such an alt thing to do, man.
It was cool. And like, and then that guy also plays piano. So when the chick is playing violin, this dude's playing that mandolin ukulele thing while also playing piano and doing backup vocals.
It's like, dude, just save it. We know you're good. Like, come on, man.
No, but he's the dude who's like adding all the cool stuff. And they like whip out a tambourine. So they have a really interesting sound. And the vocalist, he's super talented, and he's the main guitar player too.
That's the one thing about that genre is that there's so much room to do anything. You know? Sure. It's like with some genres, the fans of that genre are expecting a specific sound, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And with the alt rock, alternative indie pop kind of genre, people already have this conception of it that it's going to be weird, it's going to be wild, it's going to be like something that's not usually mainstream. The whole alt is mainstream, but it's designed and supposed to sound like it's not mainstream.
That's very true, because alternative music is more popular than like punk rock and metal, but punk rock and metal are a lot more confined to their genre than alternative.
That's true.
But it's easy to make a transition from like top 40 pop to alternative.
Yeah.
Which is why I think people tend to like alternative.
Yeah.
Like if you ask some Joe Schmo that's not like, that not only listens to the radio, like some guy, you're like, oh, what music are you into? And they're like, oh, a little bit of everything. What they mean is top 40 and alternative.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Most likely. So. Yeah. Unless you get that one guy that actually listens to like Tool.
Okay, yeah. For some reason, Tool is like the one progressive rock band that like broke through, and like if a guy's like, yeah, I like prog, yeah, I like metal, they probably just mean Tool. But they don't even really like Tool. They only know, what's that new song off their new record that's like 15 minutes long?
Warrior?
No. Or they'll bring up a classic like
Schism.
The Schism's from the older stuff. Yeah. Like they have this one song on their new record that came out where people are like, yeah, like I love Tool, but they only listen to like the intro and then they're bored.
Yeah, it takes an intellectual listener to listen to Tool. I can't listen to it.
They're just not too much in my wheelhouse. Maybe that.
Dude, honestly, I think you need to be high to listen to Tool, or you have to be weird. But
I mean, Tool has a crazy fan base. That's why it took them so long to come out with their record. They were way too concerned about how fans would take their record, for one, and they were very critical on themselves. It's why, like, I saw some interview with them. That's why it took them so long.
While we are not super critical of ourselves, we're just lazy.
Yeah, we're super lazy, and I guess we're a little
A lot going on, man. It's okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
There's so much going on.
I mean, kind of all it really takes is us for to say yes and then put it out.
That's it.
Yeah, I know.
But to be fair, I never reached out and asked Stan Ridge. It's like, hey, can we just release this?
We should. Let's do that right after this.
Okay, sure.
Okay, yeah. Anyways, yeah. Lighthouse and the Wailers, right? And the Wailer.
Lighthouse and the Wailer.
I thought you said the White House and the Wailer.
Lighthouse.
Like, is that like a
political statement?
Is that like something political? Is this going to be one of those political bands?
No. I don't even really know what they sing about. It's all like abstract stuff. It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, check them out.
Yeah, check them out. Let's do it. All right. So now it's time to talk about something, Jason. I guess you could call this your come to Jesus meeting.
Oh, no.
There is something in Jason's life that is constricting him and holding him back.
What's going on?
I'm just going to bring this up, man, because I want to know. I seriously want to know, and I want to have an in-depth conversation about this. There is something, there are literal chains shackled to Jason's ankles and wrists. He is bound to addiction.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't get it. I want to know more about this, buddy.
Okay.
I want to talk about it because I don't think it's something that I think it's overpopular. I don't think it should be that popular because it tastes like butthole.
I'm
talking about coffee.
Oh, you rat.
Dude, dude, you're addicted to it, and I'm scared of you. I'm scared of you when you drink coffee.
That's the dumbest.
I'm just going to say, I don't feel safe when I'm around
when
you.
You drink. You're coffee. Not the same.
Caffeine does something to you, and I don't like it.
It sounds like a soap opera, like I'm an alcoholic
Please
or something.
Stop drinking coffee, Jason. It's tearing us apart. It's
tearing this family apart.
No, but seriously.
Why are you questioning me?
Because, dude, I was actually laying in bed. This causes me to lose sleep. Not you specifically, but why people like coffee.
What do you mean? Why do you like anything? It tastes good.
No, coffee does not taste good.
What coffee are you drinking, buddy?
I'm drinking everything that you throw at me, dude. I mean,
I've hardly thrown anything
at
you.
Okay, but when I've tried things, dude, it tastes like absolute trash. Okay, close your mouth because you just like some burp just came out of your mouth or something like that.
Did it?
Yeah, it just went. But stop. No, Jason, that's not food.
Okay.
It's a microphone.
We don't have a camera.
I know, dude. It'd be so funny. Anyways, Actually, tangenting it off, I love where we are right now. Like,
okay, we're in a big empty room right now, so if you guys hear some reverb, it's because
we're sitting in the shell of a room with a undone mattress laying on the floor
with chains.
And you've got some old, beaten up IKEA Malm furniture. And then you have a little thing saying, "I am the light of the world," laying on top of it. And one tiny trash can in the far...
And there's a swing in there, right too. Hand. It's kind of weird.
Dude, what was Justice into, man? No, anyways, I just thought it's funny where we're at. But anyways, coffee, man. I don't get it. Why?
Okay, hang on. Okay, well, let me tell you. A few things. First of all, let me defend myself because you're attacking me right now. I have not thrown coffee at you. I've asked you if you wanted some, but you've always denied. I think you've had Starbucks and thought it was terrible, which that's okay. Starbucks is overhyped and it's not good. What you need, my friend, is a nice home-brewed coffee, like medium, not too strong, not over-brewed, not like too dark, just nice medium roast with some vanilla creamer. That's it.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm addicted to sugar.
Okay.
So, like, anything bitter like that, man, it just...
Well, it's not necessarily... Okay, coffee's bitter, but natural coffee is actually really sweet. Like, if you have fresh coffee, it's super sweet. But all the coffee you're going to buy from, like, a grocery store is going to be bitter. It's why, like, people like to sweeten it up with creamer.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like... The coffee taste with something sweet is really good.
Okay, but the reason I'm bringing this up, man, is because for somebody on the outside of it, looking in, I see so many people who are actually like addicted to coffee.
Yeah.
Including you.
I'll admit it.
Dude, caffeine is a drug, man.
It is the most... What's the word I'm looking for? Not over-exaggerated, the most overlooked legal drug in America.
Oh, man.
It literally is.
Yeah. I mean, dude, you talk about how you get headaches when you don't have it after a few hours.
Sometimes. It's not as bad anymore.
Okay. Maybe because you cut back, or maybe it's just the type you're drinking or something like that.
I've cut back a bit. I used to not be happy until I had my coffee.
Yeah. Like, things like that. Dude, it alters somebody's, like... perception of reality.
It does, because it gives you that extra bump in the morning, so so your body is like used to having that, to where if you don't have it, like, your body's just not functioning. Like, you can become caffeine dependent, I think. I mean, I don't know for sure.
I honestly think that my parents are. My mom wakes up and she's like, "I haven't had my coffee," and like, okay, there's a stereotypical thing was just like, "Don't talk to me, I haven't had my coffee."
Yeah,
like you see every stereotypical white girl wear that on her freaking shirt when she walks into a yoga studio. Anyways, I just threw some freaking bullets there, man.
You threw your mom under the bus.
No, my mom's a Pilates instructor, not
same
yoga.
Same thing.
No,
what's the freaking
whatever.
Difference?
No, don't even get me started, man. Okay. Anyways. I'm passionate about that, but
you're not.
I know, I'm really not. Sorry, mom. But it's like, I can't talk to her, or she can't function properly without at least having a cup of Joe. I don't understand. And,
okay.
And then also, like, an instance for my girlfriend, dude, it's like, okay, she, in the sense of being a stereotypical white girl, she loves Starbucks.
She's pretty. Never mind. I'm not gonna say
it. Stereotypical white girl. I mean, hey, man. I'd rather her. Never mind. I'm gonna stop talking. All right, there.
Please.
Okay. Anyways. You. What are you doing, dude? Are you licking your mustache?
Dude, you have a terrible habit of calling out what I'm doing.
I think I have ADHD.
You do. Finish your thought.
Finish my what?
Your thought.
Okay. Anyways. Dang, man. I need to go to a freaking doctor.
I'm cutting all this.
Yeah, no, you're not. It's okay. But like, she has to go to Starbucks every single day. She has to go out of her way to get coffee.
Okay, she's wasting her money. Starbucks is a little overhyped. Everyone loves it. It's the most famous coffee shop in America, the most popular. They make so much money. but it's overhyped. You can't beat a good home brewed coffee, I think.
Okay, but like, how do you decide what tastes good to you and what doesn't? Like, or how
that's it's the same good thing coffee. As anything else. Like, it like difference. I don't know how I could relate this to you, you non-coffee drinker. It's like you're an alien and I'm trying to figure out how to communicate with you.
Coffee.
It's like sodas. It's like, how do you know what you like? Like Coke and Dr. Pepper are like kind of similar, but not really. That's not at all.
More like Coke and Pepsi.
Yeah, Coke and Pepsi. Okay, that's a better example.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, each coffee grounds are different.
Okay.
Like, yeah. So, you know, coffee's made from beans and like they make the beans in a certain way and they roast the beans in a certain way, which gives it a different flavor profile. It's kind of like whiskey. Whiskey is distilled in a different way.
Yeah.
In different parts of the world. Right. Coffee is like made in different parts of the world. It has a different soil, different kind of bean. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they roast it different. They add flavor profiles and you grind it into like little bits. And then it's literally just bean water.
Bean juice.
It's like tea. Tea is just leaf juice. Ugh. Like leaf water. That's all tea is. But like when you have boiling water, it makes the water and whatever you have combine.
Dude, why are you talking like that, man? It's like it's getting you going or something.
I'm explaining it to you. Like,
yeah,
you're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot, man. You're the idiot for liking coffee because it tastes disgusting.
Give it another shot. Come to the dark side. Join us.
No.
I will get you addicted.
Okay, honestly, we could have a segment.
You're about to be my new roommate, so I will get you addicted.
We could honestly have our own segment of Isaac tastes coffee, and you give me a cup of coffee, and I have to describe it and how bad it tastes.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be actually hilarious. I would freaking love that.
Well, let me tell you my story. Let me tell you where it all began.
When did you start drinking coffee? Like, age 12?
I started very young. Like, not even out of, like, a necessity.
That's bad parenting.
Yeah, my mother made me an addict. Thank you, Mom. No, I did start at a young age and not out of necessity. I literally saw my parent, like, actually, my dad hates coffee. I saw my mom drink coffee every morning. So when I would see her drink it, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm so tired. I need coffee. I'd be like, hey, like, this is just what people do in the morning. Let me try some of your coffee, Mom.
You're such a sheep. You're a freaking sheep.
I was a kid, man. Like,
yeah.
So I tasted the coffee and like I actually liked how it tastes, like genuinely. And then like in the mornings, like I would have it. And then whenever I was an adolescent and I didn't want to wake up for school, I would literally like become dependent on coffee because I felt like I needed it. And it gave me a bump.
You know, man, it's so weird.
You literally have ADHD.
What?
You literally have ADHD.
How do I have ADHD?
I was talking to you and you pulled out your phone, took a Snapchat, sent it, and then you're picking up on the conversation.
I was listening the whole entire time.
I bet you were, but you literally have ADHD.
I do not have ADHD.
Or ADD, whatever the clinical...
You know, I've actually had people tell me that they think I do it. Like, actual people with ADHD tell me, like, dude, I think you have ADHD.
I think you do.
And I'm just like, shut the frick up, you freaking weirdo. Stop talking to me. No. And I'm like, you got ADHD. Loser. And I walk. No, that's not.
You've never done that.
Maybe once. But that was to a coworker that I was really close to. It was just lighthearted joking. I actually don't think if you have ADHD, you're a loser. But
if you have diabetes, then.
No, if you have diabetes, you're a full-blown loser. Like, dude, you can't go any worse than that, man.
For any new listener, Isaac has diabetes.
Type 1, what up?
Okay.
Yeah, no. So, I guess the difference between coffee, I guess you could say that I'm a really big tea guy. Like, that's also the opposite side of the world, you know?
Well, just like what you said earlier, you only like sugar.
Yes.
All you drink is sweet tea. You will not drink unsweet tea.
That's not true. I've been starting to drink unsweet tea because, you know, I'm diabetic.
Is this like cold store-bought tea or is it like you just got a kettle and like brewed some tea?
What is this, 1833? Dude, I don't freaking use a kettle
for tea. A kettle's a normal freaking thing.
Like the little teapot thing that whistles?
Or any way that's a kettle. Or any way that you're able to boil water.
I usually just get store-bought. Like,
so you're not a real tea drinker then?
I guess not.
I've actually upped my coffee game. I'm at that point now.
Yeah, you're so artesian now.
Well, education.
Yeah.
Well, Justice bought me a French press, and then for my birthday, my mother bought me a coffee bean grinder.
Your addiction is getting worse and worse, man.
So now I could get specialty beans fresh, grind them, and then French press them.
The coffee industry has you in shackles.
I'm okay with it, dude.
Because it's just like, oh my gosh, this guy.
I'm
loves
a masochist.
Coffee. This guy loves coffee so much that he's going to buy whatever the frick it is just to get a new experience with coffee.
Sure,
dude.
Oh, okay, no, there is a difference in the way that coffee's brewed. You know that, right? Like, yeah. French press tastes different than Chemex, which is also different than just drip. Like, there's pour over coffee, then there's drip coffee, and there's different ways to do pour over. Just different ways you could do it. Don't look at me like that.
You're losing me here, buddy. Sorry. I don't know what the frick you're talking about. No, man, I refuse to be with the culture on this one. Coffee is disgusting, it tastes like butt.
Well, you're missing out on half of life.
No.
Half of...
Honestly, I feel more free because I don't have the need for coffee jitter. Like, I don't have coffee jitters. I don't have, like...
Well, you get insulin jitters, so...
That's not a thing. Dude, do you know... We have been friends since 2015. I had diabetes when I first met you, and you still do not know a lick of information about diabetes.
Jason, my insulin pen, please. And I'm like, ha, 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 you need this.
He runs away from it, throws it.
I dangle it over you.
Have you given me a shot before?
No, I haven't.
Justice has.
You made Justice stab
you? No. He asked me. He's like, hey, can I stab you? I'm like, sure, whatever.
I haven't had that honor.
No, you should. I think it's because I actually don't trust you that much with my...
You probably shouldn't. I don't have the most steady hands.
Yeah.
And I'm like very active.
Yeah, because you drink coffee and you're all jittery all the time. Of course I'm not going to trust you with a needle going into my skin.
Yeah, let me chug some espresso and then I'll stab you and inject you.
You know, dude, I actually want to know if you can answer this question.
Okay.
What is the difference between type 1 and type 2? Like right now, what is your best description of the difference? Like, I actually want to know.
So one of them eats too many burgers. I know that.
Dude.
One of them really loves grease meat, I think. And
keep going.
Okay, so type 1 you're born with, right? Okay. And then type 2 you develop over your life. Is that right? I'm not that much of an idiot. I'm just joking.
You really... Okay.
So the people who tend to... You've actually explained this to me because I think in another podcast, I idiotically tried to talk about the two.
And you still don't remember.
Well, type 2 does have to do with being overweight,
sometimes,
if I remember.
Sometimes.
And that's why I'm saying burger. Because isn't it something about like some part of the fat in your body is constricting... is it your pancreas where you're producing insulin?
Yeah.
Or that makes you not produce as much as your body needs.
True.
So you're dependent upon outside.
Yes. The fat cells around the pancreas are constricting the pancreas to where it's not making insulin.
Okay. Yeah. See, I was right.
And then type 2 is just hereditary, or type 1 is just hereditary.
Right.
And I was just...
You're just born deformed and deficient.
They would have thrown me away if this were... 1944 in Germany.
Gosh.
Yeah. No.
You Han Hennepin, bro.
Han, yeah. No. Throw it back to last podcast. Thanos did nothing wrong. Anyways. Mm. Anyways, man. I don't know. I think... What are you looking for?
Oh.
Are you thirsty?
I was just seeing what you're drinking.
I was drinking sweet tea.
Oh. Am I the only one?
Do you like that drink?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
He's sipping. I brought a new thing to the table today. It's a Bud Light Platinum Seltzer.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Seltzer game.
Yeah, seltzer. I like seltzer. I like mineral water. It's fancy.
Are you a Topo Chico guy?
Love Topo Chico. It's my number one mineral water. I don't know why that sounded very prissy.
I love and my mineral water.
That sounded very prissy.
Oh, yeah, I love my mineral water.
Whatever. I'm a simple guy. I like bubbly drinks. And hard drinks, like coffee.
Bubbly hard drinks. That's seltzer. There you go. No.
Sure. Anyway,
I don't know, man. I want you to try to get me into coffee.
I will.
I think
it's done.
I think Okay, this is what I think we should do.
Oh, I already know what I'm going to do. I am going to crush up a whole bunch of caffeine pills, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to put them in your EpiPen.
No, it's not an EpiPen. It's an insulin pen.
Okay, and I'm going to put them in water, and I'm going to put it in your insulin pen. So whenever you need your daily fix or whatever, it'll just be caffeine, and therefore you'll be dependent.
Okay, but I still would not drink coffee if I was trying to get...
Would that kill you?
Yes. Okay, no, it wouldn't kill... Okay, if I was injecting water mixed with insulin, mixed with...
No, there's caffeine. No insulin, it's just caffeine.
Okay, so you're literally taking away something I'm dependent upon. So you could be killing me there. Yeah.
I might try it for
like
a month.
If I ate a big meal or I had a lot of carbs and then I tried to just take a shot of insulin and it was just water.
Oh. I've never seen you eat a small meal, so.
You're right, I'm a big boy. I'm just a husky lad.
Just 600 pounds, 3 foot. I'm not even
sure. I think
3'2"
was the last one.
I'm not even sure what we're at now. You're huge, is my point. You're flat.
Oh, you just called me huge. I love it. No, so yeah, that probably would do something very bad, or at least put me in the hospital. I dare you. I freaking dare you.
I don't want to hurt you. But I just want you addicted. I just want you addicted and dependent to a chemical.
No. Okay, here's what I think you should do though. Every week we do a podcast. You should bring a new cup of coffee to me.
Okay.
And have me try it.
Here's the thing. If I give you coffee, like right now, the time is 7:03 p.m.
Right.
Okay, on a Sunday.
Okay, well, if it's in the morning, we can.
I mean, I don't know how often we're going to be able to podcast in the morning, unless it's on a weekend. But what I'm saying is I could potentially turn you off the coffee by giving it to you later in the day, and it'll affect you going to sleep. Sometimes. A lot of people are different. Some people drink coffee at nights, and then they go to bed fine. Like, it doesn't do things to people sometimes.
Hmm. Interesting.
Actually, funny enough that we're talking about this at the wedding last night. You know, the wedding wrapped up. The bride and the groom already left. All the bridesmaids and the groomsmen, we're cleaning up the venue with some of the staff and other guests. Me and another groomsman were standing there and we're like, dude, I really need coffee right now. And I was like, me too. Like, we've had a long day. Like, I'm dying for coffee. We were just talking about how much we wanted coffee. And then we literally turned and we saw someone walk by holding a cup of coffee. And we're like, that's coffee. Like, we were literally like, where the heck did she get that? And we were like, kind of like following her for a second. We're like watching her just sip from her coffee. And literally the guy next to me was like, I got to get some. Where the heck did she get that? And we were actually kind of like feral. We're getting animalistic.
Did you follow her? Funny. Did you get coffee?
No, we didn't.
Dang,
it was like
11
p.m. at night.
That was so anticlimactic, man. I was hoping like you'd like find your coffee, have some resolution there.
No resolution.
Oh, whatever. No, man. Coffee is weird. I don't think I'll ever like it. And I know I'm not the only one out there that doesn't like coffee. Okay, I can say that I do like the smell of coffee.
Okay, that's step one.
I do like
the
smell.
There.
It smells good. I like the is it hazelnut roast that my dad had one time? It's
that's the thing. And there's hazelnut creamer.
Okay.
So like another thing you could do, you could be intentional and like pair beans with flavor if you want like creamer, or if you just get your run of the mill like Folgers coffee or whatever, just dump whatever flavor you want it to taste like inside of it. Like you went, just pour some insulin into your morning coffee, dude, and you're freaking good to go.
Is it Folgers or Folgers?
I don't know, dude. I don't care. It's just coffee. I'll buy it. I have a big pot or basket of it downstairs.
In the little tub?
Whatever tub. Tub of goodness.
Do you know your containers?
That's my coffee. That's all that matters.
And there you go. Point exhibit A, addiction. We need to get you some help, buddy.
No, I don't need help. I'm happy. Okay, but I spent 3 months. I used to have 3 cups a day. In 3 months, I brought myself down to 2.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, it's fine. So I have, okay, now we're getting dumb specific, but I have one at 8 a.m. and then one at 10 a.m. And then I crash at 2.
Is this work? Wait, you crash at 2, which means you're at work after at 2 lunch. O'clock. Okay. Okay, yeah. No. The after lunch crash is very real.
Okay, but here's the thing about caffeine, though. This is why it's good and bad.
Yeah.
So, or with any energy drink, if anyone's addicted to like 5-Hour Energy or Monsters or Red Bull, you could prevent a crash by drinking more caffeine, but it's going to hurt you in the end. So like my after lunch crashes are even worse because my caffeine crashes at that time.
Dang.
Yeah. Dude. But what I heard, there's actually science behind this. I've done some coffee research. If you want the most effective cup of coffee for your day, apparently you're supposed to drink it at 10 a.m. because that'll kick you like full blown distance to like 3 or 2.
I just imagine you like stereotypical guy just like dragging in like, oh, hey Jason, like, hey guys, and you drink your coffee and then you're like Mr. Nice Guy, everybody loves you. It's like, hey Bill, how you going? And or, you know, just,
how you going
Bill. I can't speak, but I don't know, man. If you could just make me a pot of coffee just to smell,
that'd be weird. I mean, I would probably
freaking love that.
You probably smell in the morning. The mornings.
What time do you usually get up?
7, 6:30.
We're talking about like, I'm trying to get to know how you live over the air.
Over the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6:37. I mean, I'll be awake around 6:30, but I won't really get up. That's when I kind of lay in bed and contemplate my useless existence and why I should continue my life.
What did you say this morning?
Oh, I kind of had an existential breakdown
this
morning.
You went on this whole spiel about how nothing had meaning and everything is pointless.
That is not what I said. Actually, you know what? I might have said that.
No, you didn't.
Well, that's not true. Life has meaning, but I said, man, I don't even know what I said. It was kind of dark. I said, you are the only one who will really love yourself because everyone in your life will disappoint you and nothing stays. That's why I said, everyone will disappoint you. Everyone will leave. People will die. But you know,
it got oddly dark for a Sunday morning.
It did, but you know, it's not all that dark. I mean,
while we were drinking Starbucks,
see, I didn't drink enough of it to get happy. That's why I only took like a sip. If I was halfway down, I'd be like, you know what? Life is good. Like, I feel really good.
If you need something to make you happy, then you are addicted to that thing. That is just plain and simple, dude.
No, it's not like I need it to be happy. It's like it makes me happier.
It helps you happy. It helps you to be happy.
Yeah.
Like you need that boost to be happy.
No, I mean, life is sad, but you know, I have my faith in a firm foundation. So that makes it all the
on
all
the solid
the
rock I stand.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't think I'll ever get into it, and I don't think you could ever make me.
I'll make you. Yeah. Whether it's by your EpiPen, whatever the frick.
I'm going to wake up one morning, I'm going to be chained to my bed, and I'll have a funnel going down my mouth.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to start by spoon feeding you just raw coffee beans.
Like, oh, cereal. Sick.
And Isaac, eat the cereal.
Jason, why does it look so weird?
Eat it.
Why does it smell like that, Jason?
Eat it, boy.
Okay, we gotta stop that. We gotta freaking stop.
All right, man. We've just blabbered about coffee for like 40 minutes.
So. Did we really? What time is it?
It's been 43 minutes.
43?
Yep.
All right.
Sure. I think it was a coffee episode. You know, we've been so busy, but we totally need some more guests on here. I mean, just to throw out some maybe future episodes. I have a good buddy, good pal, Jordan Stark. He's a Twitch streamer who's getting a little bit of traction. He mainly plays video games on Twitch, but he's a solid dude. He does videography in multiple facets for his job, and he's really good at it. We would love to have him on and just talk about cinematography and what he does on Twitch and just things about the internet. He's a really funny guy.
Shout out to...
We have him on deck, and then we have our fair ladies.
Ashton and Angelina, shout out. They'll probably listen to this. Yeah, we'll have them on soon.
Yeah, there are lovely photographer ladies. They would come to our gigs and shoot us. So,
dude,
I miss getting shot by them, honestly.
Yeah, they shot us so well, man. If this isn't the only reason I love them, but they make us look freaking good, man.
Better than how we actually are.
Better than we look awful in person. We're just like two husky boys playing instruments. But for some reason, when they take pictures of us, we're like these
macho men.
Macho, the epitome of beautiful men.
No, but they love music, yeah, and they take photos because of their love for music, yeah, and for photography. Mm-hmm. And we have them on deck to come on at some point whenever we actually just get up and tell them.
Yeah, seriously.
Who else do we have on deck? We had another guest. We talked about at least two more.
We could have so many people on if we wanted to. We could just grab a random guy off the street and be like, hey, you want to be on our podcast?
I mean, yeah, who cares?
Honestly, that'd be hilarious. Yeah.
All right, well, you know what? This has been the Tip of Tangent podcast, off the cuff, as always. Yeah, if you guys want to reach out, Instagram is temper_tangent.
Yes.
And on Instagram, and our email is tempertangentpodcast@gmail.com.
If you have flavors of coffee that you would like me to try, or like Jason to force feed me,
yeah,
give it to him.
Sure.
I think this is a good test to see. I would love to see my reaction to this stuff. It'd probably be hilarious.
Yeah, and you know, we may slightly change the format in the future. We'll see. Maybe video, possibly, maybe not. I don't know if I want people to see me.
I'm gonna have to lose a couple pounds before that happens, buddy.
Yeah, you're huge and small. If that makes any sense at all. But anyway, check out The Lighthouse and the Whaler.
If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, so check out The Lighthouse and the Whaler. They're cool if you're into that alternative rock kind of stuff, or if you've listened to it long enough, you'll probably get into it. So check them out. They're on Spotify, Apple Music. They have several albums out. And yeah, he's been Isaac.
And that boy has been Jason. And we're getting a phone call, so we'll see you later. Bye-bye. It's 12 a.m. and we're showing the signs of stopping. We're turning heads at every place we walk in. It's late.